Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm here recording a podcast episode, the last podcast episode of 2022. Action. My beauties. It is not your normal setup. Your girl, as you can see, is literally taking down her braids, recording from my bed, ending the podcast year off to a pretty great start, you know? I just wanted to multitask and I wanted to talk about my goals, manifestations, affirmations, things that I will accomplish in 2023, and talk about my vision board that I'm looking at and that I need to show you guys because it's so cute. Let me go get it, actually. Isn't she beautiful? Okay. So, I'm sitting here on my bed, literally watching the Meghan and Harry documentary on Netflix, and I am taking down my braids, filming a podcast episode, and breaking barriers. We're breaking boundaries right now. We're multitasking, talking about a few different things, taking down my hair, being the natural girl that I am, living life, loving life, and preparing for the most amazing life-changing year that I will experience. You guys. I hope you have enjoyed season 2 so far, because it has been the most beautiful, kind of liberating, not even going to lie, amazing, fun, exciting, nerve-wracking, vulnerable, of course, and just overall happy, and barriers were broken, boundaries were set, beautiful things were said, and great things are about to be accomplished. As I say in every single episode, I am super excited and super thankful for every single one of you that have listened, tuned in, supported, shared, liked, and just been a part of my beautiful podcast. And just, I'm super excited to share what's coming into the new year for Breaking Barriers. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with Breaking Barriers and just myself in general. That's why I wanted to show you guys my vision board that I created last weekend. I actually created it on Christmas Eve, because it is never too early and it's also never too late to create an actual vision board, speaking great things into your life, manifesting, affirming, believing, taking action, and just doing things for you, doing good things for yourself and for your goals and for your, you know, desires that you want to accomplish. Okay. So now that you guys have seen the vision board, and if you haven't seen the vision board, head over to my Instagram. I have posted a picture of my vision board, but if you aren't checking out the YouTube video version of this podcast, go check it out at Breaking Barriers Podcast on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram, and everything there. So I'm going to give you one last visual of the vision board on video, and then we're just going to set it aside and I'm going to look at it while I take my braids down, and yeah, we video as well and talk about the podcast. So how have you guys been doing? Like, I just want to know how your year has been, how your year has treated you. Has it been organic? Because 2022 flew by so fast. Me and my mom was talking about this the other day, how it's crazy and how literally Christmas didn't feel like Christmas. Some of the other holidays didn't feel like it was the holiday it was supposed to be. How is it already about to be a new year? It just is mind-blowing at the fact that 2022 is almost over. Like, we're in the last week, we're in the last stretch of 2022, heading into 2023, the Jordan year, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's in store. But let me know how 2022 has treated you, and let me know down below, or just comment on the reels or anything everywhere. Just let me know how 2022 has treated you and what you are looking forward to in 2023. But I'm halfway through through taking down my hair. If you haven't seen me do this hairstyle on myself, me braiding my hair for the first time, go check out the early days of Faux Miss on my YouTube channel. It is me braiding my hair for the first time, knotless braids. It's super fun. It's super cute. It did me well. It treated me right. I'm not cutting my hair for those who think that I am. I'm cutting the end of the braid. Anyways, yes, go check that out. But vision board time. So as you saw, there's a lot of beautiful things on this vision board that I'm super excited to talk about. I'm super elated. That's gonna be my new word. I'm gravitating towards great things, powerful, determined, just bravery, and just I'm just ready to reach into 2023 with an organic mindset, a beautiful journey, happiness, wellness, and just having my journey be accepted by me, period. So going from the top corner of this vision board, it says, in this issue, SLB, because in this issue of 2023 is going to be like a big magazine, a big book, some chapters. It's going to be a journey. So in this issue, I am really wanting to focus on my wellness, fitness, and happiness journey through yoga, whether it be through my mindset, whether it be just overall wellness. I'm tapping into seriously taking my vitamins, seriously getting into stretching, getting my certification for yoga. Yes, I am. I'm working towards that. And just overall getting deep down inside of like what my body needs to be at its highest level, at its highest self, and just elevate in the most important ways possible. There's this beautiful quote by Virgil Abloh that I have on my vision board that says, I operate by my own rules and my own logic. Abloh said, and I'm not fearful. And right under that, it says, light your life. Light your life up like it depends on it. Never let anyone dim your light. Never let anyone tell you that you can do anything that you have your mind set on. And never disturb that process because someone else is telling you that you can't. That doesn't make sense. We have talked about this before, but never let anyone dull your light. Light your life like it depends on it. And right next to that quote, it says the word love. I am wanting to pursue something more romantic. I am wanting to pursue more in like self-love, self-care. Y'all know I'm huge about that, especially within the mental health space. Self-love, self-care, and I am allowing the romantic values to come into my life as well. And I am super elated. I am joyous about it, just even thinking about it, and just overall having that organic, natural feeling in my life the way that I deserve. So, yeah. So, we're going to shift over to the right of the vision board. It is organically a bookcase. I did have this on my vision board last year, and I did read a good amount more. But I'm wanting to focus more on reading, not just more so the romantic books. I want to read more thrillers. I want to read more biographies. I want to read more National Geographic books and just explore and expand my palette within my mind and becoming more knowledgeable about short stories, about just overall like stories that hasn't really tapped deep inside of me. I want to read more about my African American history. I want to read more about different cultures within an indigenous world, within like especially, you know, of course, like slavery and everything. I definitely want to learn more about that. There's shows and everything about that, but I feel like knowledgeable and words can say so much more. I definitely want to explore more within short stories, whether it be through the YouTube channel, the YouTube space, sharing short stories on this podcast, which is absolutely beautiful and gorgeous, and having that unique ability to share short stories, to explore and expand that palette within the visual aspect of art, and also having the audible version of that story and just spark different interests within my palette, within my mindset, and just overall exploring the knowledge of other people's opinions, because we like to break barriers over here and just getting deep down into the voices, into the voyage of stories. Of course, I want to do more within the podcast. I definitely would still love to sign to a podcast network. I would love to have more influential guests on this podcast. I am having Paige Cherie on this podcast, and we're going to talk about just having that overall. We're going to think about it once we get to that, but I definitely want to talk more about being a young entrepreneur within the industry, within the entertainment industry, and how she got it and surrounding herself within it, how she's still surrounding herself in it, and just overall having that confidence and stamina to keep going in that business. So right next to this podcast name, it says Skin Is In, and Skin Is In is actually on top of this beautiful, gorgeous black woman who is also wearing the most fire outfit that she can wear. And right under it, it says Unique. So I definitely have been wanting to get more into skincare. I've been wanting to get more into just the value and the, I don't know, what's deep down into my skin. I'm wanting to do more facials. I'm wanting to, you know, try out more skincare lines, drinking more water, trying different skincare remedies. Of course, without damaging my skin, but also just being more comfortable in my skin. Being more able and being enough and being more unique and being more authentic and just having that natural glow and gravitational force that is gravitating towards other people, because I definitely would love for people to know that, oh wow, Skin Is In. She is comfortable in her skin inside and out, and that is definitely how I want to continue to be in 2023. I'm already comfortable in my skin. I'm already happy that where I'm at in my skin inside and out. I am definitely working towards that. But I am wanting to grow more, elevate more, and just be more divine and have my skin just be plump and lush and just reflect the way that I'm feeling inside, to where it just comes out of my pores and just, wow, just be beautiful to the world. Right next to the lovely lady is a piece of art that I found in a Louis Vuitton magazine, and right below it, it says Art Miami, because I definitely love Miami and I wanted to experience Art Basel. I love art. I've always said that I wanted to either go to an art gallery or just have that experience within going to art shows and just experiencing different things within artists. That is also more of like what I want to read about, just artists in general and how to cultivate and be creative and having that visual aspect of just painting or drawing or just expressing a story, telling a short story within art. All of this ties in together within the podcast, within reading books, within art, within your body, within your skin, being comfortable and telling that story. It all just ties in together into your uniqueness. So I will be going to Art Basel in 2023 with some of my beautiful people, and I just, yeah, we're manifesting that. Right next to that, it says, we love that there was enough space to grow into the 2.0 version of ourselves. I have always said that there is space at the table for me. And if not, I'm creating my own table. I'm creating my own version. There's enough space to grow into that 2.0 version of myself. I am growing into the 2.0 version of myself in 2023, and I'm not apologizing for it, because I love that there was enough space. There's enough space for my girls. There's enough space for my people. There's enough space for my parents. There's enough space for my nieces and nephews. There is enough space out there for you to grow into that 2.0 version of yourself that you have always desired to be. So get after it, glow like you deserve to, be that gravitational force, which is the next word that is on my vision board. I want to be a gravitational force, whether it be through activism, through the podcast, through spreading my word, through spreading my wealth, whether it be through my business. I want to have that natural gravitational force to where people can't resist, but I know that everybody's not gonna like me, and that is okay. That is okay. Everybody is not going to like you. You don't want everyone to like you. Otherwise, what's the point of hatred? Anyways, that's not the point. But you don't want everybody to like you. I don't want everybody to like me because everybody's not supposed to like me. I don't like everybody either. The beautiful quote that is right next to this gravitational force is, "You just gravitate towards the right object." And I had to put this on my vision board because I just know that this gravitational force that I am constantly creating for myself is not only going to be towards wellness, towards wealthiness, towards fitness. It's not just going to be towards that. It's also going to be towards people. It's also going to be towards the people that gravitate towards whatever I'm saying, like my visual aspects or my verbal aspects. I just know that I am just going to gravitate towards the right object, whether it be through travel, whether it be through words, whether it be through documentaries, like film or whatever. I just know that that gravitational force that I'm creating is going to be towards the right object, which also ties into the love romantic aspect that I want and that I desire into my life and that I will have to the point to where I'm deserving and to where it's like not gonna be taken for granted. Above that is a beautiful art piece that is actually hung in someone who's very influential into my li in my life. I haven't met yet, but I will, and I will work with her, Miss Elaine Welteroth. Her and her husband are actually at the bottom of this vision board, and it's kind of like my love, my black love, sir, corner of my board, which I genuinely love. And I just saw this in her Architectural Digest video, and I was like, wow, this is a beautiful art piece. I gravitate, ties into the gravitate towards the right object. I gravitate towards beautiful art because I feel as if within the African American industry, we just deserve to have that ability to have art for us, by us, and experience that in the most beautiful way. So, gravitating towards the right object, whether it be through art, whether it be through a person, whether it be through a voice, whether it be through a clothing item. And yeah, I just love the fact that I get to experience, that I will experience in 2023 more black art, more black artists, more experiences, and more influential knowledge, and just blessings and opportunities that I will gravitate towards. Speaking of opportunities, the next few words that I have on my board is blooming genius, which is connecting into the reading part of my journey. I just definitely want to become more intellectually there, whether it be more learning about Arabic, learning more Arabic, learning more Spanish, getting more in tune with different languages, and just learning more about the ways like cultures have been developed. I've always loved stuff about cultures, whether it be through food, whether it's through just the overall abilities that the cultures can be through clothing, because I'm so into fashion. I don't know. I just love the fact that like Blooming Genius just stuck out to me, and I was like, wow, the fact that I'm wanting to become more intellectually there is brilliant. Right under that, it is organic sleep. Sleep. That is one of the S words that I love. Besides the others. Anyways. Sleep, 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 sleep is so important, especially within the wellness journey and becoming more happy. Sleep. I love sleep, especially because it ties so well into wellness and keeping your mental health intact. Come on now. Sleep is so important when it comes to your body, how you function. You can't really function without much sleep. I understand that the most successful people wake up at 4 a.m. and that they just get so much done. I've done it before. It happens. It works. But that slump that you hit, baby, that slump ain't no joke. Anyways, I just desire better sleep, organic sleep, just to balance my life out, being more happy, and just overall having that allure and having that gracious amount of sleep that I deserve. We're going over to the other side of the board. I saw a head in the clouds in the magazines that I found. And I just thought it was so freaking cute because, as you all know, or if you don't, I have a beautiful brand named Seamless by Sammy, and one of my workout sets is Head in the Clouds, is a blue tie-dye set, the one that just blew up, and I love her so much. Head in the Clouds. I just thought that it was just a sign that Seamless by Sammy is about to go so many places, is about to reach so many avenues, and just overall build and grow and elevate. And I just loved it because Head in the Clouds, oh, it's so cute. I wear her very often. So, yeah. Speaking of a business and fashion, I definitely want to get more into having that sweet escape and fantastic voyage within my business and just pursuing her more, despite the financial issues that I am having, despite the financial issues that everybody is having. I know that I'm going to have that sweet escape and have that fantastic voyage that I deserve between Seamless by Sammy, between breaking barriers, between my personal adventures and endeavors that I will reach. All right. So let's go to the fashion corner. Why not? Because y'all know, being a creative person, fashion is art. And it's become a passion of mine. And I just see no wrong in that. I obviously have passion on the board, but I also have this beautiful quote by Stacey Bennett that says, "If you're a creative person, there are certain spaces that just feel right to you. You just kind of feel the energy. You feel the way the energy flows through fashion because fashion is art and fashion is a desirable way to live beautifully." Oh, I forgot I put that on my board. Live beautifully. You see how organic the energy just flowed? So, yes, I love fashion and I love the way that I just created this corner because I obviously want to move beyond my expectations because I deserve to, but I feel as if fashion will give me that outlook to just beyond whatever is going on in the world. I just know that I can express whatever I'm expressing through fashion around the world, through travel, and just live beautifully in the way that I deserve, in the way that I just know that will be beautiful for me. One to watch. You guys know that I have been on it with my YouTube game and just being creative in general. I desire to become one of the beautiful people on YouTube in the black space, the black creative spaces, as one to watch, whether it just be like, not even just within the social media space, just within myself. I have looked in the mirror and I still do this. I want to continuously look in the mirror and just be like, girl, you are the one to watch in the best way possible, in the most natural, in the most beautiful, in the most desirable way. You are one to watch. And of course, we have a few designer things on the board, or just luxury items, because luxury within wellness. I'm rich in wellness. I am rich in happiness. I am rich in wealthiness. I am rich in my divine divinity, in my divine self. I'm just rich overall, all around, in the healthiest and the best ways possible. Speak that. I also have another beautiful quote. It says, "I was thinking about alchemy, which reflects the idea of potential within material for transformation." And I feel as if material for transformation, layering different things, and there's the potential with between like different outfits you can create. Because like I said, fashion is art. You can just be you, being more authentic and just being and having that twist of your own. Do what you gotta do to be who you gotta be, baby. Be unique, be authentic, be you, do what you gotta do, you be you. go slay the town and be you, girl. So moving on. All right. So we're in like the fast fashion or just epic streetwear section of my vision board. I have this beautiful quote that says, "Where epic streetwear takes a twist to strike the ideal look." And I have these beautiful black women who are just exuding street style. She has these baggy cargo pants, black cargo pants, this OG basketball jersey on with a long sleeve sweater under it with her braids just swinging in the wind. And she has a beanie on with her Converse. I just love that because that's kind of my style. I love the fact that you can just layer, just be comfortable. I love comfortable too within an outfit. And just, it felt so feminine. It felt so powerful. She felt brave and determined throughout everything that she was desiring. And then next to that, this girl was wearing like a power suit with cargos, like a blazer and cargos. Now y'all know, I love me a good blazer, okay? I do. And then it says well suited under it, which I thought was just chef's kiss. I would love to make 10K a month for the first quarter, which would be an amazing blessing, whether it be just through my personal adventures, endeavors, being creative, and just overall with my businesses and Seamless and Breaking Barriers and my other businesses that I will curate in the future. I definitely want to become more powerful and determined and brave as I am, as I will continue to be. I definitely would love to network more. That has just been a huge goal of mine. I would love to host something. That is my joy. Like, I love communicating and I love sharing stories and talking and meeting new people. It's just exciting and like, it's rare. It's very authentic. It brings the authenticity out of me and it brings more of the alluring moments out of people when they're just like, you know, kind of put on the spot in the best way possible. So I definitely would love to network and host more and just grow as far as like my social channels go within YouTube, within my social platforms, and just overall have a clear vision of what I want to express, the ways that I desire to be in the new year, and just have more of that collaborations within the creative space, because I just know that this year went by so fast. I'm not going to say I didn't have time to do any of this because I definitely did, but I just know that 2023 is going to give me those blessings and give me the opportunities that I will deserve in the most organic and authentic ways to have a clear vision for what I want and what I express to have. So going on to the next side, we're reaching the last corner of the vision board, which is my Elaine Welteroff corner. So I am going to read this quote. "You need to have a clear vision of what you want and be able to express that vision." Let me say it again. "You need to have a clear vision of what you want and be able to express that vision." That's going to be the quote of the episode. Having a clear vision of what you want and being able to express that vision. Take the action of what you want to do, believe in it, do it, trust the universe, which is also on my vision board right next to that, and do what you got to do. Be who you have to be authentic, be loving, hold your head up high, put the negative thoughts behind you, and go for it, baby girl, because you got it. I know I got it, but you got it. I believe in you. I just love the fact that, like, I love Elaine Welteroff in general because of her story. Like, I read her book and it's absolutely beautiful. Just how her upbringings, and I've always wanted to work at a magazine, and I know I will write for a magazine or do something collaborative with a magazine when in 2023. I have a strong feeling, I have a strong intuition, and a strong belief that I will work do something with the magazine in the most beautiful way. I just know it. And having that creative collaboration and having that charming, just having my charming touch, because I am deserving in those spaces. Somebody wants to hear my story. I deserve to be in someone's story. And there are plenty channels for affirmations. that I desire to have, because in my wildest dreams, I am writing, I am creating for a beautiful black magazine, and I have the desires to do that and will do that. Because I am black beyond measure and will continue to be black beyond measure in 2023 and years after that. I have the beautiful angel numbers 888, which, shoot, what is that? Balance? Is that balance? I forgot. Yes, it is balance. I would love to have more balance and strength within my life, because sometimes I do have a hard time balancing life balance, my work life, and just not having a strict way of just, you know, separating those two. I definitely would love to have more like self-care moments, whether it be just, you know, becoming more knowledgeable within my culture, becoming more knowledgeable within my history, and just overall balance within myself and not being so hard on myself, because I have been an anxious bleep lately. That's why I also want to get more organic sleep. And yeah, I also have on my vision board, talk to a therapist. Therapy. Everybody needs a therapist, whether it be in the most positive way, doesn't necessarily always have to be negative, but I am getting a therapist this coming year because I deserve it. I feel as if there's some deep down things that are just making me anxious lately that are just kind of slowly trickling up that I have no idea about what's going on. And I just feel as if maybe there's just certain things in my life that I just can't comprehend and just need to talk to someone about. That's outside of my friend group, that's outside of my parents. I need someone who isn't going to judge me. I need someone who isn't going to be that opinionated person, you know, unless I ask for it. I just genuinely think that therapy is so good for the mind, for the body, for the soul. And that's exactly why I'm getting into the physical therapy of yoga and loving my body and cherishing my body as it is, but also getting into the actual therapy for the mind. Even though yoga does great things for the mind, for the body, for the spirit, for the soul, but therapy is great for words and for other things deep down that I just can't touch right now. So that is my vision board, and just ultimately glow in the ways that I desire to be and just live beautifully, live the life that I deserve to live, and just grow into the person that I know that I desire to be. So yoga and Pilates are on my list. Go to therapy, get more into design and social, seamless, of course. I definitely want to travel more. Me and some friends were talking about going to Japan, getting more into music, going to festivals, concerts, mediate some panels, go to some events, become more creative, become a creative director of a magazine cover, work with some influential brands, just get more into my fashion sense, have meetings with podcast networks, collab with more fashion, working at connecting with other creatives that relate to me and that gets me out of my comfort zone, partner with brands that fill my cup in the most authentic way, explore more with my hair, just get more into like the senses. I definitely want to get more into like water, earth, air, and just, I don't know, be fucking, what is his name? Avatar, The Last Airbender. Just get more into like wellness and just get more into just different things to just reach different aspects that just, you know, spark joy in my life because I deserve it. I definitely want to buckle down on my finances. I want to get a financial advisor, grow my credit, change, move. I definitely think a different environment will do me great for the soul and just for my mental. I definitely want to tap more into my creative endeavors and just not give a flying fuck about what people think about me, which I already don't, but just tapping more into that and being Black beyond measure. I want to get more into activism. I want to get more into art. I want to get more into just creatively and deep down being the person that I was authentically meant to be. And I think you should too. 2023 is going to be the most beautiful, growing, wellness, healthiest, wealthiest, strongest, desirable, affirming year of my life. So watch out. Or don't. I'll just crawl and walk right over you. Because 2023 is my year. I am glowing and growing, and I have that gravitational force to become that blooming genius that I desire to be. Make 2023 your year as well, because in this issue of 2023, I am loving myself. I am doing great things for myself. I am making that light brighter. I am being more authentic. I am being the most beautiful, creative person that there is. I am the most unique person with the most bouncy, flourishing, beautiful skin, glowy skin, who loves art, who loves fashion, who loves food, who is amazing, who is an amazing communicator, who is great to be around, who has that gravitational force, who channels for affirmations and is just moving beyond her expectations. So you can either walk with me, sit at the table with me, or you can walk the other way, because I'm coming for you, 2022. It's going to be epic. I love you, and thank you so much for such a beautiful year. Love you. Feel so happy for like the energy and like that little scream I just let out, because I just know that 2023 is about to be the most life-changing, beautiful, healthiest, wealthiest, lucrative, happiest, purest year of my life.